Father. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, Father, this Thanksgiving weekend for everything that you've done for us and all the things you provided for us. We thank you, Father, for each and every person that's here tonight and here watching us online. We thank you, Father, for their life. We thank you, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life, and we thank you that they will fulfill that plan and that purpose. Father God, we thank you tonight as we go to study your word. We thank you that your word will not return void, but Father God, that word will penetrate the hearts and the lives of each and every one of us and help us to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. But Father God, we thank you that most of all, we'll take the word of God that we hear and we'll share the love of Jesus Christ with a lost and dying and hurting world. We thank you, Father, for revival to this nation. We thank you, Father, for revival to this generation. We thank you for signs, wonders, miracles, and healings taking place in our midst. And Father God, we thank you. We come not in our own strength, not in our own power, not in our own might, but your strength, your power, your might, and your ability that you be lifted up. And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that is big on the inside of us, that leads us and guides us and shows us the way and gives us utterance to speak with all boldness the uncompromising gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for your anointing that's always present, your anointing that changes us in an instant, your anointing that sets us free. And we just thank you for it. We thank you, Father, for everything you have done and everything you are doing both here and around the world. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, praise God. Obviously, it's the beginning of the holiday season. Of course, with the lights on, tonight, we're celebrating our Thanksgiving weekend. We do want to welcome all of you that are watching us online. I know we have some of our friends and from all over the world, so maybe they're not having Thanksgiving there where they're from. If you're thinking of something to be thankful for, be thankful you live in a United States of America and have a few days off this week. Because other countries, it's just Thursday. And so not only is there a Black Friday, you get Friday off for most of you. Some of you don't get it because you're actually working for the people who are shopping on Black Friday or people that are eating or whatever. But, I just want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving tonight. First of all, I just want to say a few things that I want to say, and then I want to talk about some things from the Word. In the last few days, my lovely wife, she loves Christmas time. And so she decided this year that we're going to get a jump on that. I haven't been working the last couple of days, and we're going to start putting our Christmas trees up. Not trees. That's what happens whenever you decide to get a new Christmas tree. You're like, well, we have extra room in another room over here. Let's just put up two. So we have put Christmas trees up and put decorations all over the house. Making everything nice. We're all our kids over for Thanksgiving, and that's nice. Of course, yesterday I spent time at the store, a lot of time at the store. Two shopping carts full of time at the store, getting prepared for Thanksgiving. Saw many people, it takes me a lot longer to grit the grocery shop than most people because I actually see people and actually talk to people. And it can be tiring, and that's just a shopping part. That's not, paying for it's not the funnest part thing in the world. But I guess it wasn't too bad whenever the lady goes, well, you did pretty good. It wasn't too bad, I thought it was pretty expensive myself, but I guess other people are paying more for their Thanksgiving dinner. Whatever. But sometimes between the hustle and the bustle and getting ready and doing all the cooking we start complaining so much that we're not even thankful once Thanksgiving even shows up. And then a lot of times, it is amazing, and I guess the older I get, the more I'm actually am thankful for my family. Thankful for, for time, but it is really kind of, this doesn't happen in my family, but there I know some families, they come together and all they do is gripe and complain to each other on Thanksgiving. And then what happens is that later on in life that people start passing away and they're like, man, I sure wish my brother was around. I sure wish my parents were around. I remember a number of years ago, my grandfather, he started thinking about things, and we'll see, for whatever reason, my grandfather sometimes doesn't think holidays should be, that important. Not that he doesn't like holidays, but I know he started thinking, July 4th, everyone's off work. So let's just have a meeting. I'm like, I want to shoot fireworks. I don't want to go to your meeting. So one Thanksgiving, he came to my office and said, Craig, I think we should plan a crusade over Thanksgiving. Because people are off work. I'm like, really? You know, so we spent one Thanksgiving in Jackson, Mississippi, eating hotel food that wasn't very good. We had me and my grandparents and the crusade team, you know, and it was really fun to go tell all these guys, hey, guess what? We're having a crusade this year, so tell your families you won't be home for Thanksgiving. You know, and so we celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, and I think about, you know, that was the first time I ever celebrated Thanksgiving away from my mom and my dad, and, you know, and I didn't have kids at the time, obviously, you know, but I was with my grandparents, and I kind of griped a little bit, you know, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, just the other day, I said, I really wish I could be there with my grandparents, even if my parents weren't there or anything else. You know, it'd been nice. I mean, I don't have my grandparents anymore to be there. I mean, one time I had a great grandmother, and, you know, those people have passed away. I've had a lot of friends who have lost their parents over the past few years. And so the more those things happen, the more, you know what, I'm grateful for my family. You know, and I get it. Some of you, you know, might have family members that you know, you guys aren't the, you know, I mean, you have different favorite football teams. You went to different colleges or whatever else. But you know what? Just have a time to be together and not argue and complain. Now, it's different. If you guys are playing board games or video games or whatever, yeah, you can argue and complain about that. But not about, just enjoy time together. I mean, you know, I think a lot of times that we're not really that thankful. And, you know, I've heard many times, you know, people writing things online, you know, about loved ones that they're part of. Because, you know, during this season, I don't know if you guys realize it, during this season, we seem to miss our loved ones more than any before. But because, you know, we come to celebrate, you know, with all the family, and part of the family's not there. So, you know, I believe that we need to be more thankful, you know, and I think we should be more thankful all the time. And that's another thing else. It seems that Thanksgiving is probably, you know, the only time that some Americans even pray before they eat, you know, or they even pray, period. And so it's interesting because, you know, and I know that they always make fun in the movies and things like that. People have awkward Thanksgiving prayers. They don't really know how to pray because they really hadn't prayed before. But it's Thanksgiving, so I figure they need to pray. But, think about it. I mean, I don't know. I've been, you know, thinking over in my mind the last week or so, just about being thankful and stuff. And I started thinking, well, what if I was born somewhere else in the world? Do you realize that the fact that you wake up and have lights and you have running water and you have heat and electricity and you have some kind of building over your head? I mean, I realize you might live in an apartment. You might not live in the nicest house in the world, but man, I've traveled all over this world, and I know people that would do anything to live where you live. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people that don't have lights. A lot of people have lights, but they don't have heat and air. You know, and you know, when it's hot, it's good to have air. When it's cold, it's good to have heat. You know, and we don't. You know, sometimes we take it for granted, and I realize that, you know, you probably don't know anyone that lives like this, but people around the world do. There are people who do not have a running water. They don't have a restroom in their own house. Have you ever thought about that? You know, because I don't know about you. Use this on the middle of the night, 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, I wake up and have to go to the restroom. Think if you had to run outside, and, you know, and it's kind of cool, been cool outside, you know. You had to go run outside to a path somewhere, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I mean, you know. I mean, sometimes we don't, we're so busy griping and complaining about our life, sometimes we don't really think how thankful we should be. You know, when we live in the United States of America, we have a lot of freedoms other people don't have, but we seem like we're like the most ungrateful nation. I'm not talking about you guys as individuals, I'm just talking about a nation as a whole. We just seem very ungrateful. Ungrateful for the men and women that spend their time, you know, to fight for our freedom, you know, the blood's been shed, you know, for year after year, so that we can be free and we have the opportunity to protest or to do whatever that we feel we need to do, you know. But we should just be more thankful. And I think, you know, I don't know, as I get older, I'm just being more thankful about everything in life. You know, I've just been, you know, and you know, I've been, you know, just really, like I said, in the last few days. But something else during this season is we need to be, you know, mindful that a lot of people during this season, they get real depressed. A lot of times, you know, we don't, We're so busy doing our own thing that we don't think about other people. That, you know, they're going through a tough situation. Or if you have friends or that maybe have lost some loved ones recently, you know, you need to make sure you know, during this time, check it out for them. You know, because, I mean, it's tough to go through the holiday season when you've lost loved ones. I know one of my Facebook friends, this girl graduated with me, and she lost her son this year. And she's been struggling for a while, but it's been really tough the last few days. She's been writing a lot of stuff on Facebook, you know, because, you know, it's thinking about all the good times, you know, but we need to be more thankful. I want to, you know, in the Bible, it has a lot of things about Thanksgiving, you know, the Psalms, which is like the, you know, the song book. I mean, there's a lot of being thankful, but tonight I want to read from some things that the Apostle Paul told some of his churches. And so we're going to start with Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16, and you know, while you're turning there, let me say what I wanted to say. You know, the very first Thanksgiving that we kind of celebrate, I guess they say it wasn't really the first Thanksgiving, but the first one that we kind of celebrate, the one with the Pilgrims and the Indians. Remember that one that you learned as a kid on Plymouth, Massachusetts, 1621. And it is interesting because they were just thankful that they had a good harvest. Basically, you know, what they were saying, they were thankful that they had enough food to eat and enough to make it through the whole year. You know, I think about that. I mean, you know, sometimes we're not really thankful for anything. They just wanted to eat. All right? I mean, you know, they want to have plenty of food. I mean, you know, we live in a day and age where we have so much technology. I mean, you know, we're not even thankful that we actually have fast internet, you know. Go to some of these other countries and you'll be thankful for, you know, for your internet. You think your internet is slow? Go overseas. Go back to 3G technology. You don't realize how good we have it now. So, you know, but 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 says this. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I want to read this from the New Living Translation. It says this right here. "Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." So it's interesting. You know, the first thing he said was always be joyful. You know, when we talk about joy, not so much on Thanksgiving, but Christmas time, but about joy, you know, joy to the world and all that kind of stuff. You know, one way that we can show that we are a Christian or a follower of Christ is to be joyful. But how many times do we not seem to be very joyful? And how can we not be joyful? Because we have the greater one on the inside of us. We know what to do. You know, one of the things I've been thankful for, you know, too, is being raised in a family such that I've been raised in, you know, that have learned from a young age how to believe God. You know, because other people might not know how to do that. You know, and so, I mean, for me, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I get it. We all have bad days or whatever, but for the most part, I'm pretty joyful. I'm pretty joyful, you know. You know, maybe early in the morning when I first wake up, maybe I'm not as joyful then. You're not around me then. So, you know, by the time I show up to work, I'm pretty joyful, you know. But, you know, the Bible says always be joyful. Now, what's interesting is it says always be joyful. It means there never should be a time you're not joyful. So if you're not joyful, then you need to find the joy. Well, how do you do that? Well, you stir it up. I mean, well, one way to be joyful is think about other people and what they're going through. You think you have it bad. I mean, you're griping about, you know, your car's old and, you know, sometimes, you need a new battery, so you have to get a jump start sometimes, you know. And we got some people, you know, that they're walking 20 miles. You know, and they're like, man, if I had your car, I wouldn't gripe about it at all. I mean, you know, I heard about an individual the other day that they were having car trouble and they were walking like 8 miles to work every day right here in Tulsa. You're griping about, you know, that sometimes you got to get a jump. But, well, you probably carry jumper cables in your car if your car needs a jump quite a bit. Or, you know, you might could do something about it instead of Maybe you should actually invest in a battery. That might help. You know, that might really, you know, do good. I mean, you know, sometimes they need to be replaced. You know, it's not like gas where you need it all the time, but every once in a while you might think, hey, a new battery might help me. You know, so, but, you know, it says always be joyful and never stop praying. Now, I know, you know, we need to pray always. Always be prayerful. Always be thankful. But then it says, be thankful in all circumstances. Now, and I think that's where we miss it a lot of times, because a lot of times we're only thankful when it's time to be thankful. We're only thankful when things are going great. You know, when everything's going awesome, I mean, you know, it's like, man, thank God for all you know, everything going on. But what about when things aren't going as awesome as you think they should be? Number one, you know, part of actually standing in faith is being joyful when it looks unjoyful on the outside. You know, because you're believing not what you see, but what will happen. All right? And so maybe you need to start seeing differently. Well, how do you do that? Well, maybe you need to imagine yourself without that financial issue. Imagine yourself without that physical issue. You know, how would you act? And that's how you should act now. You say, well, but it's hard. You know, it's not hard. I mean, you know, all the time, I try to be happy. I mean, even sometimes things happen that you kind of wish they weren't. You know what? Usually my first response is, praise God. You know, I know that my grandfather, a lot of times, whenever he was, you know, facing financial situations or whatever, you know, there's always things. I mean, it's holiday season. You're probably, you know, getting ready to, I know I spent a lot of money just buying food for everybody for, you know, just for the weekend. But then after that, you know, you're going to be buying Christmas presents and all these kind of things or whatever. You know, and it's not a really good time for your car to break down and for you to pay a couple hundred extra dollars to, you know, get your car fixed. So what do you do when that happens? You just say, praise God. Thank God. You know, my God will provide. You know, and I just have to, you know, just have a positive attitude. Because sometimes you have a positive attitude, you know, I thank God that I knew a God that would provide for me. I thank God that I can get through this. And I know my grandfather, you know, he said, well, you know what? It's just another opportunity to believe God. And he'll show his faithfulness. You know, but just be more thankful during every circumstance. What does that mean? Well, when it's good. When it's good times, it's easy to be thankful. Everyone's thankful during the good times. You know, I'm going to be real thankful if the Dallas Cowboys can pull out a win finally. You know, in the last few weeks have been pretty, you know, it's been not a lot to be thankful for, but you know, who cares? I mean, it's not that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, it doesn't really matter whether they go to the Super Bowl or not. It'd be nice for them to go to the Super Bowl, but you know, if they don't, I'm still going to be happy. Amen. All right. You know, and I know that sounds real pretty trivial in life, but sometimes, you know, if we had the attitude about everything, it would be so much better. You know, if something happens, you're like, you know what, I'm not really happy that happened. I'm not really happy I had to spend the extra money, but you know what, in the grand scheme of things, you know, I love my family, and we're going to be together. You know, it's Christmas time and Thanksgiving time. You know, who cares? You know, who cares? I mean, you know, a lot of times we let situations steal our joy. You know, sometimes, you know, even when it comes down to people saying things or people doing things, whether it's, you know, a personal conversation you had or now someone says something online and people take offense to this and that and everything else, you know, at some point in time you have to decide, you know what, who cares? It doesn't really matter what someone says. You know, am I going to let that affect my relationship with them? I mean, things are so trivial sometimes that we get all upset about, you know, and, you know, but, you know, God's so awesome. And he can get us through every situation. So it says, you know, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Well, so it's God's will for you to be joyful. It's God's will for you to pray. And it's God's will for you to be thankful. You know, now over in Ephesians, he says this to the church in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, and basically talking about kind of the same thing. It says this, giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So giving thanks for all things, which means be thankful for everything. You know, just be more thankful. And being thankful shouldn't be limited to Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, holidays or whatever. It should be all year round. I mean, you know, we should continually be thanking God for what he's provided for us. Continually thank God I don't know how many times that even facing a situation when I read about other people going through something that's a whole lot worse, you know, makes my situation seem pretty trivial. It's not that big a deal. You know, and the thing is, I mean, you know, even when you, I mean, there's some, I mean, I went through a pretty, you know, a physical battle last year with my kidneys. But, you know, the fact is that, you know, every day I woke up and I may, you know, didn't feel as good as I might would like to feel. But you know what? I never was moved by the way I felt, you know, because I knew that it was only temporal. And that's the deal. If you're going to act like it's permanent, then you're going to act different if you're going to act like it's temporary. And sometimes you act like your sickness is permanent, even if it's just a flu. You would think you might have the permanent. I mean, the way you talk about it, oh, man, I'm just so miserable. Now, you know, see, it's really hard because every time I say things like that, then I hear my own brain, okay? You know, I hear, you know, my grandfather preaching and talk about you can have what you say. So you can have what you say you can have. So, which is a really good thing that I actually grew up, you know, hearing that and seeing that because when I say things that I really don't want to have, immediately, you know, it comes to me, I don't want to have that, so why am I saying that? But how many times that doesn't happen for you? Maybe you weren't brought up with me. I know, you know, you might know what the verse says, but you know, for whatever reason, I don't know if I've trained myself or whatever. Every time I say something that I don't want, immediately on the inside, it says, I think I don't want that. That's right. So I change what I say. And you know, and at that point in time, I just thank God for, you know, like, thank you, Father, for a healthy body. You know, when I was going through my kidney issues, they told me different things I could know, you know, kind of, you know, because a lot of times until you get a blood test or whatever that they wouldn't know what's going on. But there were some couple signs that I could have that, you know, that I would, you know, kind of know. And because it was my kidneys, usually it was, I'm trying not to be really bad, but it's looking at my urine, I could kind of tell, okay. There were signs of me, I'm just be honest, when it's your kidneys, we all have them. You know, if you don't, you're not living. All right, you got to have at least one. And so, you know, I could tell. And so, I don't know how many times, but I looked down in the morning, and you know, it didn't look good. You know, it didn't look, you know, any better. But you know, so the first thing I would look down was I just say praise God, and the second thing I said, thank you, Father, that I'm well. Thank you, Father, that I'm whole. You know, so I'm giving thanks even whenever it doesn't look like, you know, it's any different. Because, you know, I know my God. And I know I'm going to come through this. And that's the deal, is do you know your God or you don't know your God? Because I think that the one reason we're not so thankful is we don't realize who our God is. Or maybe we don't think about it. And, you know, but we got to be more thankful. Even whenever it doesn't look like, I'm thankful that I know the Bible. I'm thankful that I know the Word. I'm thankful for my heritage. I'm thankful for my upbringing. I'm thankful that when I do say something that I don't want to have, that I get a check immediately. You know, because it makes things easier. You know, but so many times the reason that we're facing the situations we are is because we're talking ourselves into it. By how we talk, how we speak, or how people around you talk. You know, and I get it. People mean to be well and everything. I mean, you know, people come and check on you. Well, how you doing? And then sometimes that they, well, you look terrible. Thank you. I feel terrible too. But you know, not everyone says that. But some people, you know, they're like, they want to be honest and, you know, you look terrible. I mean, you look like you're not feeling well. okay. I'm not moved by how I look. You know, might take less selfies if you, you know, but you know, and I mean, I know, I've seen it over the years when someone has cancer and they're fighting a cancer, you know, a battle, then they'll show up and say, well, my aunt had the same thing. Oh man, it was tough. Oh, what she went through. I feel so sorry for you. I'm like, man, what are you going to give an anti-testimony? I mean, yeah. And you ask later on, well, did, you know, what happened with the aunt? Oh, she died. Well, that's encouraging. You know, the deal is when people are going through situations, man, be encouraging. Don't be discouraging. You know, remember your mom said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. You know, and sometimes we don't mean to be discouraging. We're just trying to talk, you know, facts. But you know what? Sometimes you got to forget the facts and have faith. Amen. See, he's getting encouraged. But you know, the thing about it is we should be more thankful for it's okay to be encouraged. It's okay to be happy. You know, sometimes we ought to be more happy by what's going on in our life. You know, and sometimes we think, I'd like to be able to shout and run or whatever, but you know, like you said, sometimes you shout and run when everything's going terrible. That's giving thanks in all times. You know, because people are thinking, well, this person crazy, what are they running for? Well, they're running because, you know what, they serve the God that's more than enough. They serve the God that's big enough. Big enough, because greater is he on the inside of you than he's in the world. You know, and it doesn't matter how tough the situation seems. You know, if you're there Sunday morning, we talked about the fiery furnace, and it doesn't matter, even if you're in the middle of the fire, thank God that you know your God. You know who your God is. You know that your God is able. You know, not only is he's able, he is working in you, through you, helping you, leading you, guiding you. I mean, so think about how awesome that is. How can we not be thankful? All right, I want to get to one more, you know, title scripture over in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Reading from the New Living says this. Always be full of joy. So once again, he's telling the church of Philippians, be full of joy. I think that's a key that we're not getting a hold of. You know, and if we are getting a hold of, there are a lot of Christians I know that don't seem very joyful. I read their Facebook feeds. So to me, it looks like they're down in the dumps. You know, so being a follower of Christ, you know what? It says always be joyful. And even when we don't feel joyful, then we should, like it says in James, count it all joy. Amen. Well, what does that mean? Act like you're joyful. And you can be joyful because you know that that's only temporal. You know, so always be joyful, or always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. You know, it's interesting, you know, how when Paul talks to the church in Philippians here, he says be joyful, and then he again says, I said rejoice. Amen. You know, and because he can tell that they probably needed some more joy. You know, and sometimes I just wonder, I mean, look at the church of today, and you're like, man, you know, people don't seem very joyful. Yeah, they're joyful when something great happens, but they're not joyful all the time. They're not joyful, you know, because they're not really thinking about how good they really have it, you know, because they're too busy talking about what they don't have instead of appreciating what they do have. You understand, it's really hard to think about. I sat the other day and we were reminiscing about the good old days that were just old but not good. And, you know, I was remembering the first time that we got cable television and we got this wired box that had all these, you know, had all these channels, actually, and see, Tulsa had 39 channels, actually, 36 channels, because 13 times 3, so 36 channels. You know, and you don't know how joyful I was for that box. Now, because, you know, at that time, none of our TVs were remote control. That one was remote control either, but it had a little box. And so the very first remote control of my house was me. Craig, change the channel. Craig, change the channel. Because my you know, my family, I started with my grandfather. They don't like to watch commercials, especially, you know, if it's a sporting event. It's commercial on one, you know, and see what the other game's going on. Well, that's really easy now, you know, when you're sitting there with your remote and things like that. And so, how thankful I was that box came out. Now, what's interesting is that if you ever went to my grandfather's house, and when he had that box, and it would make clicking noise every time. I mean, he was like, click, 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 click. I mean, you could never watch. He never watched anything. It was like, because he was so mesmerized. I'm sure, I mean, and he grew up without a TV for a long time, and they finally got a TV, you know, one channel or whatever. I mean, I think he was so mesmerized with having, you know, 36 channels that he was like amazed. You know, but now we live in a world of endless channels, and if you don't like what's on your channels, I mean, you know, hey, you got Netflix, and you got Hulu, and you got this, and you can rent a movie online, and you know, I mean, all this stuff. I mean, we, and then you know, my kid goes, I'm bored, Dad. I mean, you got video games, you got phones with games, I can't find anything on TV to watch. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I remember the day one time in Johannesburg, South Africa, watching the snow on the TV. Because they had one channel, and it only came on certain times, but I don't know, I was a visitor, so I don't know what time it comes on. I want to make sure that TV is on when there's programming. I watched everything, whether I can understand it or not, because sometimes it was in Afrikaans, sometimes it was in English. Didn't matter, because, you know, I was in my room, and I didn't, you know, have a lot to do, and you know, so I watched TV, even when there wasn't TV, you know. I was so thankful when something came on, it didn't really matter what was on. You know, but we don't really think about what it's like around the world. You know, and, you know, the fact that, you know, we have. And anyway, so it says, always be full of joy. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Here's where I want to get to. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And so, you know, so many times that we're actually asking the Lord, and, you know, every time we pray, we're asking God for something. And it's okay to ask God. But when you're asking God, why don't you actually thank him too? Yes, you know, and it works the same way. I mean, I remember many times, you know, when I would see, I was pretty smart, probably smarter than my sister, actually, when I would ask my parents for money or for things like that. Before I would ask my parents to, you know, for anything, I would always walk in and thank them for a lot of stuff that they, you know, because my parents, you know, did a lot of, you know, they would sacrifice from themselves, you know, in order for us to have things. And I'd walk in and be very thankful, and then I'd ask. But see, once you get them thankful, I mean, you know, they're going to give you the, you know, well, at that time, I never asked for $20. I asked for $5. But now you got to ask for $20 to do what you could for five back then, you know, or whatever. You know, or, I mean, you know, they're going to be thankful, so, you know, maybe let you stay a little bit, you know, out late or whatever. But, I mean, you know, because you thank them. You got them in a good mood. You know, and the thing about it is, but how many times sometimes that we almost, you know, think that, I mean, all we do is we give God all our requests but never thank him for what he's done. And, you know, sometimes, I'm not saying we're not thankful when it happens. See, a lot of times we are thankful when it happens, but you know, as you're praying, you know, thank God for what you do have. Be thankful for what we have. You know, and you know, I'm always thankful for what I have, and I always pray for people who don't. I mean, every time Thanksgiving, Christmas, I mean, I'm always very thankful, and always really also conscious that there are people around the world that don't have food to eat that day, that don't have a shelter to be in. You know, and it hurts my heart that there are people there. I mean, I know I'm fortunate. I know I'm very fortunate, and God has blessed me. You know, and I understand that. But you know, I do understand that there are people that are hurting. You know, and every time that I do thank God for what he's done, I also thank him that, you know, that people will, someone will come by these people's path and help them out. You know, do something for them. You know, because, you know, I know what to do, you know, when things are going bad. I know how to believe God. Some of these people don't. They don't know God. You know, and the deal is, man, whenever we're praying and asking God for something, let's also thank him too. But what I really want you to understand is that we need to thank God not just once a year, not twice a year. I mean, you know, a lot of times I understand this is the Thanksgiving holiday, so it's technically a Thanksgiving, but you know, Christmas, we're pretty thankful too. Especially getting presents, so you better be thankful. And a lot of times too, you know, Easter, although it's not Thanksgiving, but we are thankful that Jesus Christ came and he died and he rose again, and we're thankful. But, you know, sometimes we even get, even some people get thankful for the 4th of July, you know, about, you know, that we are a free country and stuff like that. But it's usually kind of holiday season when people are thankful. But every day we wake up, we should be thankful. I mean, thank God you woke up. Some people didn't. I mean, I know it's going to sound bad, but some people didn't wake up. You woke up. You get to face another day. And I thank God. I don't know how many times I thank God that I live here in the United States of America. I was just in Albania, and, you know, I understand Albania just came out of communism rule right back in the early 90s, 1990, 1991. And talked to one of the pastors there, and he said, Craig, when I was a young kid, the stores didn't hardly have anything. Even grocery stores had a little bit of bread. Now, that's why a lot of us are farmers, because if we weren't farmers, we wouldn't have anything to eat. He said, but my uncle was fairly a little bit more well off or whatever. And so, he went to the store and bought some of their bread. And so he was in his town, had a little more clout or whatever. So he went and started complaining about the bread was stale. He spent 2 years in prison for it, because he complained. We don't realize, living under a place like that. So he said, we were always afraid to complain about anything, but we were thankful when we had anything. It's amazing when you go there now, you can tell that those people are more thankful for that they have freedom. We don't really understand it. That's why a lot of times we're not as thankful. I'm so thankful that for everything that I've been given, both naturally and spiritually. I'm thankful that I live in this country. I'm thankful that I know my God. I'm thankful that I know, I'm not just going to heaven one day. I can live an abundant life here on the earth because I know what to do. And so every day I'm thankful. I don't know a day that goes by in my life where I don't thank God for something. Maybe I don't have to put it on Facebook like everybody puts, but I thank God for something. I'll be driving my car and I'll just say, thank you, Jesus. And sometimes I'm actually thinking it, I've said it out loud. My wife will, what are you thanking God for? I'm just thanking God. I'm just thanking Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Maybe it's a habit. I don't know if it's a good one to be in. That's probably my response to a lot of things. My first response to most bad things is, thank you, Jesus. And we're going to get through it. It'll all be okay. And that's the deal. If you know it's going to be okay, it's so easy to thank God. It's so easy to be positive. It's so easy to continue to be joyful every day. I'm telling you, I want to tell you what, just like Paul told his churches, why don't we try every day to be joyful? Why don't we try to thank God every day during everything we're going to? We can pray and we should pray, and ask him for things, but let's be thankful every day. Not just Thanksgiving Day, not just Easter or Christmas, but every day that we live. And I challenge you every day to thank God for something. I thought it was really neat. I'm gonna close with this. There in the White House, the press secretary. Before she asked questions, she said, before I ask any open up for questions, I just want to tell you what I'm thankful for. And she says a few things she's thankful for. She says, but here's what we're gonna do today. You want to ask me a question? The first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna tell me what you're thankful for, and then you can ask a question. And that was really pretty cool because some of the people, I'm thankful for my family. One person said I'm thankful for the job that I've been provided, and thankful for the opportunity to be here every day. I mean, it was interesting. And one person said, I'm thankful for this exercise to make me feel more thankful. You know, and because sometimes, you know, when it comes to the press, I mean, they're kind of always asking all these questions. And, you know, but it's interesting how it kind of changed the whole atmosphere of the thing. I saw a little, you know, a little clip on Facebook. But that's kind of cool. You know. And so, but really what that's kind of doing is what Paul was trying to say. You know, before you ask a question of God and you're really asking for things, tell him what you're thankful for. God, man, I'm thankful for Alex Brown. I'm thankful that for you giving me a wonderful family. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful that we're all healthy. I'm thankful, you know, but Father, I have this need. But I'm thankful that you're going to meet this need for me. You know, an interesting part about it is that in Philippians here, it says that after we do that, then peace will come upon us. Peace that we can't even understand. You know, but I think really, though, it all starts way back up. Have joy. See, when you have joy every day, it's hard not to have peace. Man, when you're happy, you're pretty peaceful. Usually, you know, if you're happy, you tend to be peaceful, you tend to be thankful, you tend, you know, it's all a thing that we need to do all the time. So be more joyful, more peaceful, more happy, and enjoy the holiday season. You know, I get it. There's going to be some days you're trying to come to church and, you know, nighttime here, or if you live in Broken Arrow, close to campus, and there's going to be a lot of traffic. You know, I've complained a couple times myself, I just will say. You know, but the reason we have traffic is because we have an opportunity to minister to this city and this, you know, this is a show that. The deal is people are trying to get people to come to church, you know, and people may or may not ever come to this right here to inside, which, you know, hopefully they do. But everyone knows where our church is. Everyone knows where our campus is, you know, because of the Christmas lights. You know, and now the fireworks. And the interesting part about it is, you know, we started thinking about both things that we do that we're known for are both things that bring forth light. You know, and Jesus is the light of this world. And that's why we do it, you know, to show that Jesus is the light of this world. And, you know, and no matter what, you know and my favorite thing is to see these kids, and they walk through, and these kids are so excited to be there and see these lights. And no matter what their life is like, you know, at home or whatever, at least for the few minutes they're here on campus and walking through, they're so super excited. And it's just amazing. It makes it worth it all, you know, because it's expensive. It really is. A lot of time, you know, went into that. I mean, you know, a lot of people worked pretty hard to do that. You know, a lot of effort. But it's worth it all to see people's face light up. You know, and, you know, sometimes I understand that, you know, these people might not have a lot, but they can at least come and their kids can enjoy our Christmas lights. I mean, you know, I believe, and a lot of people say that we're the biggest free Christmas light show, you know, in America. There's other shows that might be a little bigger, but it's usually there's some kind of got to pay for it. But you know what? Jesus is free. Amen. He also sets us free. And so this holiday season and all throughout the year, just be more thankful. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every person that's here. And we thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in our life. And Father, help us to realize that, man, there's people that are hurting and have things a whole lot worse than we do. And I know everything might not be as good as it could in our own lives, but Father God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. And we're thankful that these things are only temporal. We're thankful that you know what, we're getting through this stuff. Everything is we're going to move beyond it. And we thank you, Father, that help us to be a light, especially during this holiday season. Help us to be a light to people who are hurting, and help us to be more mindful of the people that are going through tough times. And Father, help us to quit griping and start being joyful and thankful. And I tell you what, it'll be a difference. Father, we thank you for every person that's here. We thank you for their life. We thank you that you're just working in their lives. We thank you for people who are watching us online. We thank you for blessing them, helping them. And we thank you to help us all have a wonderful holiday season. If anyone's traveling, we thank you for pray for protection as they travel. Thank you for everything you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God's a good God. Amen. Let's all stand up. If you're a first-time visitor, we're glad to have you tonight. And we have a special gift we want to give you. The connection team is in the aisle. They're going to take you back and and give you those gifts. Amen. Also coming up here, we have some men and women. If you need prayer for anything, if you need prayer for salvation, you need prayer for healing, you've just been going through some tough times, I would encourage you. And if you're a guy, go this side. If you're a girl, go that side. If you don't know what you are, talk to one of the ushers, and they'll help direct you to which side you need to go to. Amen. Well, just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and happy holiday season. Be back here Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pastor Dad will be back here with us all. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you guys. Take care.